And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I bid you all welcome. I changed my bumper music. It's a bit more sober. Yes, it's more sober, more thoughtful. Because we live in sobering times, ladies and gentlemen. Things are not so good. America is in great danger. And the average person is not doing so good. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. Some of you may be new listeners. In fact, there are always new listeners. So let me tell you who I am. I've been around for 25 years. Been on the radio for 25 years. And I have an internet presence where I have lots of resources for people. We'll talk more about that later. But for the time being, let's talk about what our problem is today. What your problem is today. Okay? It's a lack of forgiveness. It's unforgiveness. Number one, unforgiveness. And number two, unbelief. Unforgiveness and unbelief. Now let's talk about that, shall we? If you have unforgiveness, then you don't have love. If you have unforgiveness, you don't have love. Okay? You don't have love for yourself, for your family, for your body. Okay? Unforgiveness blocks love. We'll talk about what unforgiveness is later, but I just want to make these basic points. Then number two, unbelief. Unbelief. Okay? Also blocks anything good from coming to pass. Okay? Unbelief means that you are disconnected from the Creator. You're disconnected. And so if you have unforgiveness and unbelief, then you have nothing. Doesn't matter how many cars you have or how many boyfriends or girlfriends or how nice your clothes are, how nice your house is, or how many degrees you have on hanging on the wall, or what kind of a job you have nothing. Okay? You become a sounding brass and a tinkling bell. Remember, Paul talked about people who don't have love. Unbelief and unforgiveness. Okay? Either one of those, or both. Both, actually. Because if you had belief, see, Christ once said, if you love me, then obey my commandments. See, or the person who believes in me will do what I ask him to do. Okay? So what did Christ say to do? He said to forgive. What does forgive mean? It means not to resent other people. So do you resent other people? Do you resent your husband? Do you resent your wife? Do you resent your kids? Or put it another way, are you impatient with your kids? Okay? Do you resent anybody at work? Do you resent traffic? Are you irritated by traffic? If you are, it means you resent it. Okay? And how about your issues? Do you resent them? How about your bills? If you have any resentment whatsoever, resentment is unforgiveness. Because if you didn't resent them, then you would have what? You'd have patience. Patience. Endless patience. But if you fall from endless patience to irritation, if you become irritated, nervous, exasperated at people, disappointed in people, see, angry at people, then it indicates resentment. Okay? And then the other thing is unbelief. If you really believed what Christ said, then how could you possibly resent your children, for example, or resent your husband? You could not. Okay? All right. More about this important topic after this announcement. Thank you.
like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, everybody. We're talking about unforgiveness and unbelief. See, if you had belief, then you would have understanding because you would be connected to the source. See, what do they say? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay? The word of God is what you know in your heart. Okay, so if you had belief, then you would have understanding, because by belief, believing into the truth, believing into Jesus, into your Creator, into what you know in your heart is right, then you would have understanding, because you'd be connected to the source of understanding. It's that simple. If you had understanding, how could you possibly then be impatient with your children? If you had understanding, you would see the harm that it does. See, that also is vision. You know, it says in the Bible, my people perish for lack of vision, something like that. So if you have understanding, then you have a vision. You can see what will happen. See, you don't need the Christmas carol with the angel of Christmas past to come and show you what will happen if you don't change your ways. See, and a lot of you don't think of yourself as a Scrooge, incidentally. I remember when I was a little kid, I watched a Christmas carol, you know, the beautiful story, Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, about Ebenezer Scrooge, who was a mean, well, kind of a selfish guy, mean-spirited, resentful person is what he was. And then he found out what would happen if he didn't change his ways, see, and soften his heart. Well, all right, so, but you know what, the older you get, one day you'll look in the mirror and you'll see, whether you're a man or a woman, you'll see that you're like Ebenezer Scrooge, mean-spirited, judgmental, hateful underneath. See, secretly judging people and full of having grudges against people, grudges against your own husband or your own wife or your own kids. See, so you don't want that to happen. So what you need to do is connect to the source now, so to speak. You need to connect to the source. You need to reconnect with your Creator. Okay, and then the first thing you're going to see is that you're full of judgment. You're full of unforgiveness. Okay, you'll see that you don't have belief. See, you don't have faith. You thought you may have thought you did, but you really don't. If you had faith, how could you be impatient with your kids? If you had understanding, how could you send your kids to the vile school system? The vile public school system? How could you do that if you had any understanding whatsoever? If you had any vision whatsoever, if you're a father, see, and you abandon your kids, or you become a non-factor in the home, all you do is sit around and watch sports and stuff like that, okay? And you leave your wife in charge of, and the doctors in charge, and the teachers in charge, and the bureaucrats and the administrators in charge of your kids, and you don't have any understanding. If you don't have any understanding, you don't have any love, okay? You don't have any love, you have any understanding. Okay, so no wonder things are in bad shape. And then when you begin to have issues yourself, see, without understanding, without love, then what happens when you have an issue? If something goes wrong with your body, then what do you have for it? You have resentment. And without understanding, see, you'll be forced to just do what somebody says, they'll say, do this or do that, then you'll have to do it, because you won't know yourself. You won't have any idea. You won't have wisdom. See, you won't have the wisdom to deal with it properly. And so you'll resent your symptoms. You resent, see, and you'll go, and someone will try to help you, and it won't really help. It'll just, all they can do is do symptom relief. The issue remains, and you'll resent them for not really helping you. All right, so you got the idea. So now, maybe I can help. Okay? Maybe I can help. I have a meditation that helps you to get closer to God, to find a prayer place, to get out of your thinking, where you're lost down in your thinking now. That's where you go and hide. When you failed in life, you hide in your thinking. You need to come out of your thinking. You need to learn how not to become resentful toward other people. Okay? You need that. And you need to find out what belief, faith really are. So you might get started with them. See? Then you could be a better mom, better dad, better husband, better wife. See? Better everything. So you're going to have to listen to this program at the archives, because those of you in Pennsylvania and in Florida, you only get 15 minutes, see? There's going to be a lot of good stuff coming, so you're going to have to go to the archives at talktoapastor.org so you can listen to the whole 30-minute program. My name is Pastor Roland. Thanks for listening, and please, please, listen to the whole program at the archives. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. I hope you're enjoying today's program. Yes, I know, it's tough love. That's what you get here. You get tough love. See, but if I was to just tell you that you're a wonderful person, what good would that do you? Wouldn't do you any good at all. No, you need a little tough love. And that's why it's good that I'm around and I have some white hair. You know, I'm in my 60s and I've been around 25 years and I've written 18 books. You just heard a little announcement about Mike's story. So I just want to mention that that is a very nice book. It's available at Amazon.com or from me for a small donation. You can preview it at talktoapastor.org. Just go to talktoapastor.org and look under books or ebooks. You'll find it. You can read, I guess, a chapter or two for free there. Yes, yes. See, Mike is a true story, incidentally. He's a friend of mine. When he was a kid, he had a lot of issues. And then when he was a teenager, he had even more issues. And when he got into his 20s, he had even more issues. And into his 30s. I mean, he had all kinds of issues. Okay? Well, but Mike is a thoughtful guy. So he asked himself, how am I missing the boat? Where am I going wrong? What am I doing wrong? Something is missing. And he realized that it had something to do with God, with the spiritual side of life. See, he realized that it was resentment, okay, and wallowing in negative thought, feelings and thoughts. See, those were part of it. And so he basically cried out to God is what he did. His soul cried out to God. He said, Lord, teach me your ways. Like David in the Psalms, right? Teach me your ways. And God answered. God answered by bringing light into his life. See, God answered by bringing light. And so Mike began to see in the light of truth where he was making mistakes. He saw that he had, was full of a lot of resentment, for example. So he had to see that, and it was painful. Yes, it is painful. See, the first truths, see, if you start to get better, one clue is to know whether you're really, really getting better the right way or whether you're being deceived again, okay? If you are getting better in God's light, then the first things you're going to see are negative. See, those are the first truths for you. The first truths you need to see, okay, you're going to have to see just your resentments, for example, that you're full of a lot of hate, a lot of anger, a lot of judgment, judging other people, judging your husband, judging men, see, judging your dad, see, full of a lot of judgment, a lot of blame, a lot of anger and a lot of phoniness, see, and you've confused people too. You've pretended to be nice on the surface, pretending to be wonderful, but underneath full of judgment or hatred or anger or hostility, unforgiveness, see. So you confuse people, especially your kids. You fool them. Or you're two-faced, you know, you yell and scream at your kids and then they resent you and then you see the harm that you're doing them, so then you go overboard and be extra nice and spoil them, see. And then you go to the other extreme again when you see that they're spoiled, then you yell at them and you resent them again. It's just like a yo-yo, see, and it's not good for them. You tempt them to resent you. When they resent you, then it sets them up for failure for their life. It sets them up to have unforgiveness, to have grudges, to have baggage from the past that blocks the light. See, it blocks the light, it blocks healing, it blocks love, it blocks progress, it blocks growth. Some people have never grown past, I don't know, age 16, 17, 18. They had some kind of a trauma. Maybe they hated their father. See, and they've never grown past it. So they're stuck. So it's very important to see these things and let them go. And the meditation is very helpful in that regard, incidentally. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. See, this is the real deal. What I have is the real deal. So I said, how you can tell if you're really getting better is if you begin to see in God's light, you begin to see your own wrongs. And the first thing you have to look at is judgment and hostility, secret hostility and hate and anger. Okay? See, now the other problem, remember I began by talking about unforgiveness, but first I want to mention a couple of things. Okay? A couple of things. You just heard about my relationship book. It is so good. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. It's my most popular book. Excellent. If you have issues, if you have relationship issues, then you ought to get that book. Now, I need to mention again, you're listening to Talk to a Pastor, and my name is Pastor Roland. I've been around 25 years on the radio. Yes, I've been around 25 years, and I've written many books, and my meditations are very helpful. You really, really, if you really want to get better, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you really want to come clean and start afresh, may I recommend the meditation? You might start with my free one. I have a free meditation. It's called the Easy Meditation. I love that name. It's called the Easy Meditation. And it's ideal because it's free and it's short. Very good. So, now the other thing I have to mention is that you're only getting me for one day. If you're in Palm Springs, for example, I'm only on Sunday morning. You get half an hour, which is good. You get the whole program, but I'm only on half an hour. But if you happen to be in Florida, in Pensacola, or you happen to be in the Scranton, Pennsylvania area, then you're only going to hear me while I'm on in the morning. You see, in Pensacola, I'm on Monday morning at 9 o'clock, I believe, drive time. Monday morning, 9 a.m. for 15 minutes, and I'm on the evening, I think 7 o'clock. So I'm on twice, but that's it. So you're going to have to write down the URL of how to find me on the web. Because I'm only here one time. See, I'm only here one time. So tomorrow I'm not going to be here. The next day I'm not going to be here. The next day I'm not going to be here. And you're going to say, who was that? I can't remember his name. What was that program? See? And the same thing in Scranton. I'm on Tuesday and Thursday. I can't remember. One day I'm on in the afternoon and the other day I'm on it in the evening. But it's only one day, 15 minutes. So this is like a super, this is like an infomercial. But this is the best infomercial you ever heard. Okay? This is the best infomercial you ever have heard in your whole life. So write down how to reach me. TalkToAPastor.org. TalkToAPastor.org. Okay? Did you get that? TalkToAPastor.org. Because when you go there, then you can listen to the whole program. You can listen to other programs. You can watch some of my videos. I have so many wonderful videos about how to forgive and forget, how to apologize and clear the air, how to reconcile, how to save your marriage, see, how to reestablish rapport with your kids, how to find a closer walk with God. Okay, I have wonderful videos. I have videos about A.W. Tozer, Madame Guyon, François Fenelon, Miguel Molino, some of the great Christian mystics. I have videos about, from the Bible, different passages of the Bible I talk about. And they're just wonderful. They're like anywhere from like 4 minutes to like 20 minutes. Most of them are around 10, 12 minutes long. They're just outstanding, okay, if I do say so myself. So you've got to go to talktoapastor.org. And as I began saying at the beginning of my program, I have a very beautiful music at the beginning, a very calming, beautiful music. And hey, if you want to calm down, if you want to get centered, get out of your angry thoughts, your negative thoughts, see, your unhappy thoughts, then you really, really, really ought to try the meditation. So go to talktoapastor.org. So there you have it. You have all these wonderful resources, mainly the meditation, to help you make a fresh start. That's what you need, a fresh start. The country needs a revival. America is in great danger. See? And look at what's happened to the American family. Look at what's happened to people, to their health and see, into the neighborhood, and look at the media. Look at the awful, awful things that you see there, and the lies and so on. So you just really, really, really gonna have to find something good and noble and pure. You're gonna have to find a closer walk with God. You have to get closer to God. It's that simple. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D. 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. My dear friends, I am begging you to go to talktoapastor.org. Try the meditation. They're the easy meditation. See, you need something good, something pure, something noble. You need to find your Creator. You need to get closer to God. Find a closer walk with God. Okay? Also, there you can listen to the whole program. Those of you in the Pennsylvania area or Pensacola, Florida, you're only getting 15 minutes, like a 15-minute infomercial once a week, so you'll need to go to the archives and listen to the whole 30-minute program. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.